My name is Krista Little. I'm Pastor Brandon's wife, in case we haven't met. Brandon and I started dating at the end of our senior year in high school. The school secretary fixed us up, believe it or not. And we hit it off immediately and started growing in our relationship. And after several months, we started talking about getting more serious and even talked about what the future might hold for us and even marriage. And as we spoke about these things, at one point we decided if we were going to be serious about our relationship, we needed to be serious about God first. So we decided to read the Bible out loud together whenever we were driving somewhere. And since he did most of the driving, I would read, and I decided to start in the book of John. And you know, there's something really powerful about reading scripture out loud. It just hits different. And over several weeks, as I read, we continued to absorb the stories of Jesus' life and ministry and how he poured himself out with love and compassion and care for people, especially the marginalized. And we started to creep towards the end of the book where John documented the last week of Jesus' life. And one day, as I came to the chapters of the crucifixion, I started to read, but I couldn't. My heart broke, and I could hardly get the words out because I was crying. And in my mind, I remember thinking, Jesus continually poured out love and compassion for these people, and then they turned around and killed him. That's me. I've done the same kind of things. That's why I love this picture on the screen, because it reminds me of that very moment. In that split second, a spiritual light bulb came on for me. My heart was opened in a way that I had never experienced before, even though I grew up in church my entire life. My eyes were open and my heart and my mind were different somehow. And looking back, I believe that that's the moment that God saved me. And there are personal stories like this all throughout history. In fact, we'll hear one this morning as Pastor Gary shares a similar experience two of Jesus' disciples had as they walked and talked with the risen Jesus on the road to Emmaus. They didn't know they were speaking with Jesus until the exact moment that the Holy Spirit opened their eyes to see and understand on a deeper level. I'm so grateful for God's Spirit who leads us to these light bulb kind of moments. His guidance is not limited to our initial salvation, but continues as he helps us grow and deepen our faith all throughout our lives. Can we thank him for that this morning? Let's pray. Spirit of God, we are incredibly grateful and humbled that you would care enough to open our hearts and lives to experience the divine. We truly have nothing to offer, but we receive all you have to give. There is none like you. There is no drug or human experience that compares to you. God, you are all that is good and light and love. And you came in the form of your son, Jesus, to show us how to live in your light and love. Thank you for showing us the way. We ask you to open our eyes wider, not only to deepen our experience of you, but also to recognize ourselves as you intended us and created us to be, and to perceive others in the way that you have designed them, so we can have fresh perspective, better relationships, and new energy as we live out our faith. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.